Phoenix FM backstage. It's a Sunday. It's the last day of Stand and Calling. That's come round quick. And so I'm here with Ronnie Joyce and also joined by a friend of yours, Ethan, as well. So now you're both DJs, yeah?
That's correct. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And you've been DJing, Ronnie, at the backstage bar this weekend, but you're doing a lot of work here this weekend.
I am, yes. I've been told not to talk about all the other work.
Okay, but you're a busy man.
For legal and tax reasons, mostly. So we've had a great roster of DJs, lots of great London kind of trendy boys like Ethan. Yeah. Ethan's other job is he's a hairdresser, so when he's not cutting hairs, he's cutting tracks.
Well, yes, it's a good way of putting it, Ronnie. Yeah, 100%.
And I can't believe my mind's even working that fast after being here for a week.
Yeah. I mean, you've really taken it in this weekend, and you're arranging a lot of the DJs at the backstage bar, then, are you?
Yeah, so I've curated the DJs. Basically, I had this brainwave that what I'd do is I'd just hire all my mates to come and DJ, and it meant that I'd have like a bit of a crew.
You get paid for doing that as well.
I hope so, yeah. I've not sent my invoice in yet, but fingers crossed.
I also get a free ticket for that as well. So it's
well, we've actually
wicked,
got right? Ethan's mum and sister coming down, yeah. Yeah, to be honest, we've tried to invite as much family members as possible.
One of the things people always think they can DJ, but I mean, you're really experienced. You've been to Ibiza. Have you never been to Ibiza?
No, just because I value my life. But I have been to. I've played at festivals the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Been very lucky, very privileged. I only got to DJing because they used to give you free drinks. And I'd be like, oh, brilliant.
And then you realise you're good at it, or you can wing it. Which is it?
Basically, because I'm so unabashed when I perform and just dance, that everybody else thinks, well, if he's having a good time, I suppose we should have a good time.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, so, but I'm exhausted afterwards. Yeah, it's basically the new spinning.
And you've got a crew of good DJs behind you. I mean, what's your experience?
I've been doing a lot of festivals this
year. Have you been to Ibiza?
I've never been to Ibiza either, no.
The band, mate.
I do kind of feel like me and Ronnie, I do feel like we are on the blacklist,
no-fly list.
Yeah, 100%. EasyJet will reject us every time. Every time we try and book a flight, it's no-go.
Boeing 747 just retracts in there. Nope, sorry, no, it's not an airport there anymore, no. No, you want to get a Stansted over there, We don't fly to Ibiza from here.
But no, I do feel like we're a little too good for Ibiza anyway, so... Yeah. We say that because we're never invited. We always say that because we're never invited. But yeah, look, same as Ronnie, I got into DJing because of the free beer, and then you kind of learn to get slightly good at it.
Yeah.
You know, especially when
drinking.
More free beer. Yeah, slightly good at drinking. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Listen, I mean, I've DJed, you know, not just on the radio, but it's weddings and the usual stuff. Do you ever get asked to do those or
and say no?
You're cool enough to say no.
Someone asked me to DJ because it was in France, and it was an old boss of mine. So we come and DJ my wedding, and I got there, and it was St Malo, and I didn't know you could fly to St Malo. So he booked me a sleeper fare for 14 hours, which I got on my own. Right, which was actually quite fun. Yeah. Running around, it was a bit like Liam Gallagher on the ferry. It's like £2 a beer, amazing. Right, and then basically you had to spend 24 hours before the wedding. And in French weddings, you're allowed to do a speech no matter who you are, and it's all in French. So by the time I got DJing, it was about
funny
midnight.
That.
Yeah. It was about midnight. So by that point, I was like, let's get this party started. And supposedly I use a few profanities on the microphone. Generally, don't have a microphone because I'm not that kind of DJ. And I think I might
get away whenever you want. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Basically, they were a bit upset with me. So no more weddings because it's like someone's special day, and I should never be responsible for somehow creating those memories.
Is it the same with yourself?
Funnily enough, I did actually work for a wedding DJ agency for about a year, which I will not mention their name. And the last wedding I ever DJed, unfortunately, the agency sent me the wrong song list, and I played the wrong first dance, which was very, very, very devastating. Which I don't think you could ruin anyone's wedding more than that. Playing a song that wasn't their first dance, watching the bride basically break down and the groom trying to keep it quite cool. I felt like maybe weddings aren't my kind of thing. Maybe stick to the festivals where I could just get drunk and not care about what anyone else thinks.
But this is great. It's seasonal work as well, so you get to do your hairdressing during the winter, basically, yeah?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What about yourself, Ronnie? Are you going to pick up a pair of scissors?
Just gives him the summer off and says, don't worry about the rent for the summer. We know you're busy at festivals. Yeah. Pick it up in the winter. When it's colder, you need somewhere to live inside. He lives in a shed most of the week.
What about yourself and, during the winter? When there's not so much call for people like yourself?
Mostly work with restaurants. Yeah. Hearty meals. Yeah. Again, well, basically, my career trajectory has been, how can I do essential things that I don't have to pay for, such as drinking and eating? And I've somehow managed to work out little ways of having to get free lunches, free dinners, and free booze. Yeah, it's called a blagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can keep doing it year on year.
I think I'm going to keep doing it until the doctor tells me to stop. Yeah. But it's been a great festival. Yeah. I think Alex Trenchard has done an amazing job with the lineup.
Have you ever seen Elvana before? Because I was seeing you out there, absolutely brilliant yesterday. Yeah. You were getting well into it then.
I think they could have headlined.
Yeah.
They really could have headlined. It was brilliant.
I mean, who thought it? Elvis Presley impersonator, Nirvana tracks.
I'll tell you what, me and my dad saw them in Las Vegas, actually. And that was the first time I'd ever seen Elvana. And it was something quite special. When they started playing gigs in the UK a couple of years ago, I was so excited.
He had like a Capaldi style audience of like the whole crowd were just like as every word. I mean, Capaldi's going to be amazing. Yeah. That's Lewis Capaldi for anyone. Yes.
I spoke to him last year, just on the up he was.
You know, the Cuban Brothers are going to be fantastic.
I know, and they're on fairly soon. Cuban Brothers, the audience, I mean, it's just fantastic.
So I just saw Mike from the Cuban Brothers, and he just referred to how I used to be fat. So that's lovely of him. And that's only because he wants to, basically, it's his way of, it's like this kind of like lost in translation of him just being as dirty as possible at a family festival. It's like, I don't speak the language. I don't know. And I just love it. I just love the word allow it. Yeah. He just goes, allow it.
He gets away. Crossing the line, maybe slightly, but you get.
Try that on your show. Yeah. See how quickly you got a job.
Look, thank you guys so much for talking to us. Now, you're on Instagram, aren't you?
Ronnie Joyce, J-O-I-C-E.
And what about yourself?
Ethan_Owen_hair.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Nice one, mate. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.